This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, I believe it has been good news all day today. Interesting with these, like the eclipse and the Venus transit, what has been going on out here? I mean, if you have escaped unscathed, shall we say, well, good for you. But the majority of people that I know have been hit over the head with a 2x4. Well, not everyone, but you know, it's pretty much the way I'm seeing it for a lot of people. And it's always good when we cannot let go and we cannot surrender and we cannot, then spirit jumps in and says, I don't think so. You're not listening. So this whole thing has been about the deepening. It is about the surrendering. It is about the unknowing, the unknowable. It is about trust and the, all of the labels that you could ever want to superimpose upon whatever's going on in your life. It is about what I've noticed in the last few days is that I am observing and I notice that I am being observed by spirit. And it's been such a transformation. And I know this on an intellectual level, and I have marketed myself to the, shall we say, the business community, and wondered why readings weren't coming out of this. Wondered why, you know, I didn't have my classes going, and a couple other friends of mine were doing the same thing, and we kind of got together, and at the same time says, wait a minute. That isn't our target market. Our target market is us, the spiritual. And when we become more spiritual, we become more connected to spirit, to source, to God, to goddess, all that is, to nature. I mean, I sit here and look out my window and I see these beautiful rhododendrons. I see the azaleas. I see all of my garden and the tree right outside the window. I mean, wow. And then I look at just a little bit beyond that in the parking lot across from my beautiful haven here. And I see a moving van. And I said, wonder what that's about. Well, someone's either moving in or they're moving out. I live in a manufactured home park. And, you know, in California, where I lived in the Bay Area, that was just like, if you lived in a park, it was a trailer park and it was the equivalent of trailer trash. Up here in Eugene, Oregon, that is not the case. We have a very upscale manufactured home park, and it is wonderful. And the people who live here are mostly successful, as far as I can see. So when you move from one part of the country to another, you'll find that there is a great difference. So this is the observing, and I know I'm being observed. To tell the truth or to be the truth. And I'm finding when I can be in my truth of who I really am, which is a spiritual teacher. And yes, the experiences I've had in the last year and plus have been the deepening. First of all, with the passing of my son, he was only 47. And then with about 2 weeks ago, almost losing my husband because of mini strokes and then having an operation on the carotid artery. You know, at 92, that's kind of a heads up, and you really have to be very, very careful and how you think. Because if you're thinking that, that's the end because he's 92, well, that's not the way to go. And with this eclipse, it is what I felt was about a brain change. I mean, your brain, I felt like my brain, of course, with all of the things going on, grief, loss, and taking you deeper, my whole brain and my thinking changed. And then with the Venus transit, yeah, right here, right now, the heart changes. I can no longer be the way I was before. And one of my friends came over for a session today, and she made the exact realization that I had made, that no one was signing up for her class because she was, it was all about proving to the folks that this is a viable class. And it's only about the spiritual result of connecting to source and connecting to your body. Why wouldn't you want to know what their body is telling you? And once she got that realization, oh my, was that a different situation? And I can feel people already starting to sign up for this. And by the way, if any of you would like to call in, if you're listening on BBS Radio or you're listening on my website, judithconradradio.com, the telephone numbers are available there. And I know that we're going to get those posted on my on this place so that I can put that out to all of you if you'd like to call toll free. And it will naturally roll over into another number. If you'd like to share your experience about the eclipse, then we would definitely love to hear from you. Let me see if anyone has posted anything. Yeah, no one's posted anything yet, but we would like to have you call in. And that would be marvelous, marvelous. Continuing on, the realization then that we are spirit has nothing to do with the ego. In fact, the ego, once you give it a chance, it is going to take a mile. Mm-hmm. It takes it. You give it an inch, it'll take a mile. So be true to the truth of the spirit, of Holy Spirit. And the rest takes care of itself. And you know, I was realizing before I do a radio program, I usually prepare and take a nap. Well, during the nap, I realized, you know, I didn't do a lot of preparing today. And I search Facebook or other places for different materials. And I said to myself, gee, I don't think I do anything original. And then I realized there is nothing original. Everything is a copy or an observation. And so, good. The ego was trying to tell me that I needed to come up with something profound. Well, then I said to myself, I wonder what spirit's going to put in my mind and in my heart to share with all of you. Whatever that is, I'm just available because I have put my ego aside, and in this deepening and in the surrendering, I'm available for what spirit wants to share with you. And what you would like to share with me and with the other group, the other people who are listening. So again, the eclipse is the brain change. The Venus transit is the heart change. And I love it. Last night I had this interesting dream, because when you're in this place of not knowing, you try to grasp at straws. Now, what am I supposed to be doing next? Well, I'm just here in the moment. The dream was a grid. You know, when you're in a manufactured home park, there are, you know, there's kind of a layout of where all the homes are. And I was creating in the dream, spirit was, a grid. And I was trying to figure out, well, where am I? Where's my place located? And I couldn't find it any place on the grid. And I realized that my location was not in a grid. When you can realize that you're not in a grid, how sweet it is. You're not in a grid at all. It just reminds me of one of the tarot cards, which is the Hanged Man. You're hanging upside down, and behind you is the grid work. And what you're doing is hanging upside down, which is what we're all doing right now, to get out of our mind or connect the mind with the heart and to let go of the grid of figuring it out, because you'll never figure it out. It is spirit in the moment, in the moment, in the moment. That's where I'm at. This morning I said, oh, I don't know whether I'll do the radio program. I haven't done it for 3 weeks because of my husband. And I decided, you know what? I'm living life. I'm not going to sit here and wait until whatever happens. I'm just going to go. And I told my husband, Kurt, I said, we're going to live. We're going to live and live and live, and as long as we can be together. And by the way, we're starting our 37th year of marriage, of bliss. All right. So the thoughts that spirit is giving to me are right here in front of me. One of the things I'd like to do is to thank someone here in Eugene. Her name is Joanne Pendowski. She has a company called Ruby Porter Marketing. And what she did is she created this wonderful marketing, because she's a marketer, which is a contest between two nonprofits, one of which I'm on the board of directors, which is Next Step Recycling. Keep the computers, keep anything with a plug or a battery out of the landfill. They started out in the garage, sound familiar, and they expanded to a location. And then they started collecting computers, old computers, and anything electronic, disassembling them, using parts that they could, and then shipping others parts out to people who wanted to buy them, but not to the landfill. So they had a contest between my company, Next Step Recycling, and Bring, which has, they collect wood, they collect, you name it, anything from construction sites that hasn't been used. I mean, both are fabulous. And everyone was kind of torn between, do we vote for Bring or do we vote for Next Step Recycling? The vote was so close. It was for $2,500 in marketing services. And you bet that we wanted it. And, of course, you bet that Bring wanted it. Because it was so close, Ruby Porter Marketing decided to gift both organizations, so it totaled $5,000 in marketing services. Too close to call. And that's kind of what life is about. It's too close to call. You know, you're here or you're there. You can't be in both places. You come closer to the center where it's closer. Like the contest was close, within maybe five votes. And it was one group going to be cut out because they were five votes short? No, this marketing company, brilliant marketing, of course, decided to gift it to both of them. So that's really great. Here's one of the things I do want to quote, and that is the Dalai Lama, and it goes along with the head and the heart combination. The Dalai Lama says, "This is my simple religion. There is no need for temples and no need for complicated philosophy. Our own brain, our own heart is our temple. The philosophy is kindness." Good, huh? You know, many of the religions I'm sure they started out with a wonderful beginning, and their heart and their mind was in the right place. And anymore, you look at religion sometimes and you wonder, if you don't do this, you're going to hell. And what is hell other than not to belong? And that means you're separated. We are the Catholics. We are the Lutherans. And so if you don't belong to one, you're bad. If you belong to Islam, of course you're bad. And so there's a judgment which says, you know, is that Christian? I don't think so. So the philosophy then is kindness. And so here's a mantra for you. I am kind. I am loving. I am gentle. I am compassionate. So repeating that again. I am kind. I am loving. I am gentle. And I am compassionate. When you are all of these, then truly you are blessed. I am kind, I am loving, I am gentle, and I am compassionate. One of the favorite parts of the radio program that I love to do is the tarot card. And the tarot cards are, they're symbols. Once I started using these cards, it like my dream symbols popped. I was able to utilize these in a way that, I don't know, just helped me receive answers. Whatever method you have of connecting to source, to God, to Goddess, all that is, whoever your ascended masters are, whoever your ascended master is, whether it is the Ashtar command, whether it is Jesus, whether it is any Mother Mary, the Dalai Lama, you know, it's something that is above us. beyond that has taken on powers beyond where we feel we are. So again, I'm watching the screen up here just in case somebody wants to call. You might want to get a paper and pencil and jot down some of the main points. And I just want to thank the folks who have let me know that they are watching. Yes, they're watching with your internal eye. They're listening to the programs in the archives, which are two places you can listen to them. One is bbsradio.com, and they're located in Paradise, California. Wow. And the other place is on my website, judithconradradio.com. So here we go with the tarot cards. We have not established a theme, but I think it's connecting your head and your heart. You can pick any one. I don't know that I'm going to make it to 12 cards because I haven't picked them yet. I have them right here beside me, and I'm using my left hand, my non-dominant hand. So we're kind of going to tell a story, and you're part of the story. The first card is a mastery card. It is the Queen of Cups. Queen is behind the veil. She's not out marketing. She's behind the veil. She's awaiting the birth of something. Once I surrender, I'm going to use myself as I, because I want you to consider yourself as I. The almighty I, which is the I am. When you put the am after it, it means God. So I am the queen, and I am ready to birth something. I do not know what it is at the present time. That would be you. And on the lower part of the card, it is reflecting what is above, which is being behind a veil and reaching down and touching a stork, which is the symbol for birth. Whatever I'm going to be birthing has required me to go deeper, required me to go to the surrendering part of myself. Card number two is the Eight of Swords, mental interference. Ha ha, yeah, I've been there with all of the things going on. My mind has been, it's been like a ratchet, you know, and it has done a number. And I admit that that's where I was for a bit. And in the surrendering, I acknowledge that, you know, I am in that place, in the now with the mental interference. What is it that I can clear? What is it that I can acknowledge? And what is my truth? Until I can decide what that is. And this is in the subconscious, by the way. The subconscious said there is still mental interference in there that thinks I should go back to the business community and do that. So the first card, the Queen of Cups, is the querent. What is the question? What is it? Where? Why am I hiding? And how am I hiding? And what is it that I'm incubating in order to birth something? It could be something that I came here to birth in the first place. And the radio seems to be the vehicle that I use to share with the world. That is not my occupation, which I've tried to make so many times, especially when I was with Cumulus. I was selling radio time. Loved it. I love doing spiritual work more. Card number three, which is influencing. That's the Four of Swords, truce. Of coming to truce, everything coming to center. So that yes and no are not at opposite ends, but they are close. Just like with Ruby Porter Marketing, the vote was so close that they called it a tie. So the truth is you're balancing your spiritual, your mental, emotional, and your physical. Card number four, that is the foundation of the reading. It's the Moon card. Oh, yes. Yes, and that is cleaning up any and all things before ascending. The word ascending can be interpreted as clearing out the old, going through the gateway, and in certain cases, it is taking your entire body into the ethers, such as Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, the disciples, ascended masters such as Saint Germain, that is taking the physical body and being able to actually to transport the etheric body to different parts of the world, to different planets, etc. Cool, huh? So the moon card then is card number 4, which that is the foundation of this reading. Yes, pretty cool. Next card, which is information from your past. From your past, it is the Hierophant. And of course, I am the Hierophant, which is a number 5. When you add your birth date together, your month, the date, and the year you were born, that is adds up to a 1 through 9. Of course, you can add it up to 2 numbers. It could be a 14/5, which gives you the first number. Then would be the 14 would be your what you present to the outside world, and the 5 would be your soul card. My soul card is the Hierophant. From the past, I have been a teacher forever and ever. It feels like it. It just varies what I taught. And it doesn't always have to be spiritual. It could, at the earlier part of my of my life, I taught high school. And then I began teaching meditation, began teaching how to channel, how to read the tarot, how to. Pretty much a how to. So that's from my past. In the present, see, actually, it's becoming a reading for me. And I love doing readings for me. One person said, you can't read for yourself. I said, watch me. Why would I learn the tarot if I can't do it? Ooh, another major arcana. The Emperor, which is the present time. The Emperor is the empowered one in the masculine. It's kind of hard work because the number 4 in numerology represents hard work. It is an Aries card. And right now, Aries is the pioneer. And one person who did a quick read on me said, you know, you, as you are in the unknown, you are becoming a pioneer of the unknown. How can I help you lead you into an unknown where you've never been before? This is what I'm doing. I am exploring, spelunking the unknown to, which has, you know, started out with grief of losing my son. And then the almost loss of my husband. And, you know, we really don't lose people. They're always around us. And this realization has been so profound for me. This is an Aries. Like I said, it's a double Aries. And the double Aries says, let's be pioneering, all of us, not just me. Let us see what is new. What is it that we do the best? And no one else does it the same way. Without us in that puzzle piece, we probably won't be happy, and the world will miss what it needs to move forward. All right, so that's in the present. Now let's see what's in the future. Let's see. The future, another major arcana. Would you believe all these major arcana? Major arcana, for those people who do not know anything about the tarot, the major arcana has to do with the first 22 cards, the first one being the Fool, a 0, and going through number 21, which is the Universe card, a completion. This card is number 14, mentioning 14 and 5. The 14 is the Art card, is the Alchemy card. Once we are in, and this is a Sagittarius card. Sagittarius is the visionary. It is the spiritual one. It is the traveler. And on this card, it is the combination of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. Now, we had the Emperor, and we had the Hierophant, the teacher. We had the, what else did we have here? Got them all here in front of us. We have the number 18, the moon card. Pretty cool. And then, did we have another one? Nope, that was it. And so with this card, the art card, the visionary card, and the teacher, and the traveler, we have the alchemy of, we have two very powerful astrology symbols. One is the Scorpio, and one is the is Leo, the lion. They have switched, I mean, they have gotten so close that they have switched the attributes. Scorpio is normally the ego, and it's usually a white color. And Leo is a fire sign. It is usually golden color. They and, of course, the Scorpio is a water sign. That's the whiteness of that symbol. They've gotten so close, they have crossed identity. And that's what the alchemy is about. We are looking at reality as if we didn't have a clue what reality was. For example, this body is really not a reality. I am a spirit living in this physical body, which at the end I will drop and later on probably come back and pick up a different one. I will always be spirit coming back. Fire and water, which are the Scorpio and the Leo. That's alchemy, turning base metal into gold. That's another form of alchemy, turning negative thoughts into positive thoughts. Mm-hmm. Nice combination. I'd like to run through these again before I go on to the next ones. So we have the querent, which is the Queen of Cups, which is being in isolation, perhaps, behind the veil in order to birth something. In the subconscious, we have the Eight of Swords, which is mental interference. In that subconscious, that's a perfect place for it to be. Then you can handle it, I think. The third card, which is the influencing card, the Four of Swords, truce. That's a minor arcana, something that happens day to day. We're coming to truce, we're coming to surrender. And then the foundation is the first major arcana, which is the moon card, number 18. And that is to clean up all of this old mental interference, to be able to move through the gateway into ascension. From the past, it is the Hierophant. That's a Taurus card, by the way. A Taurus card, which is the opposite of a Scorpio. How about that? And, of course, the Taurus has to do with simplicity, beauty, and being territorial also. In the present, it is the Emperor, which is Aries. Right now, we're being asked to be in the moment in order to create and to begin. And in the future, it is the Art card, and that is alchemy. Okay, ready to go on for the next part? All right, let's see. The next one is the mental attitude. The mental attitude, yeah, the Seven of Discs, which is failure on the physical level. Discs represent physical. And this is Saturn in Taurus, which is, it's like the dark side. It's like a forest. You can't see much in this. It's kind of a dark card. And so Saturn is saying, wait a minute, what's this negative part of Taurus, which is being territorial? It is finding the positive in everything that goes on. That's our mental attitude, and we are being asked to lighten up about it. Because Taurus wants simplicity, wants beauty, and it doesn't want to be lost in the forest, doesn't want to be confused. Because when we're confused, there's no way of finding our way out of the forest. The most important thing about this card is that we are being asked to stop and slow down and connect with Source, and Source will lead you out of the way, out of the forest. I remember when I was driving in Germany. Yeah, wow. People drove so fast, and so I would look at my map before I would get near the town, and then sometimes there would be a deviation that we'd have to take a detour, and I had to do quick, real fast intuiting where I was to go. Do I go right? Do I go left or straight ahead? Ooh, you know, and so you had to do it very quickly. And that's how you find your way, is to connect to the higher power, connect to source. The next one is in your environment, where you live and where you work. It's the Tower card. Where you live and where you work. And so many people are completing, in fact, the lady I did the reading for today, the first thing in the first three cards, I said, you know, I have a feeling you're moving. You're not staying here. You've completed with what you came here to do. And sure enough, that was the answer. Yes, that's what I'm leaving. Does anyone have boxes? Yes. When we get the message, we are to move. We best move. Otherwise, things will fall apart. And that's not a warning. It's just that's the way it is. When Spirit wants you to be in a different place where life is so much easier. That's what happened when I came to Eugene after being in Mount Shasta. It was nice. I loved living there. But when the Spirit said, move, I moved, my husband and I. On the card, the Tower represents you. Anytime you see a house in a dream, that represents you. Out of the house, which is being heated up by this Chinese dragon, four figures are jumping out. These represent, for me, the people or things in my life that no longer work. So you get a chance to sift and sort what works, what doesn't work. I was mentioning Next Step Recycling. Once I mentioned that I'm affiliated with that, oh, I've got an old computer, I've got an old electronic thing, blah, blah. And they said, can I bring it over? Yeah, bring it over. Because you're sifting and sorting and tossing out what no longer works. We can tuck it in a drawer. Yeah, sure. Papers are that. I'm good at tucking papers in a drawer or in a closet. Sooner or later, you've got to touch them again. Why not do it the first time? At the top of the card is the vision. So in your environment, let's get the vision of where you can be most at peace. Where can you be most at peace and be in spirit doing your work? And that's another thing. When you are doing your work, it's actually spirit's work. And people are looking for that. Your greatest hope. Now, this is the only card I read upside down or right side up. They came up right side. So that means my greatest hope is the Seven of Cups debauch, is to get rid of any victim, martyrdom, and poor me. Oh, poor me. My husband has been very ill. Oh, poor me. I lost my son. And it's making me crazy because of all the grief that's come up with this. And you know, it's okay, because it's taken me deeper and deeper to discover. And as I'm saying this, I want you to think of, where is it that something has happened? Maybe you've lost a dream of what you had considered your ideal. Maybe you lost a marriage. Maybe you lost a relationship. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe you lost your work. And maybe you were complete with that work. I look at some of the training that I've done, and I think, well, maybe, am I supposed to go back and teach that? I get no. There's something new that wants to be integrated, and it could have to do with loss. It could have to do with death. I don't know. I just do know that it's something deeper and something that where I can really be of service. I love that. So, and that's my greatest hope, is to release any judgment that I have about what I'm doing right now. I am in the place of the Queen of Cups, sitting behind the veil, integrating, sifting and sorting, surrendering, and just allowing this brain change and the heart change. All right, the next card is the Final Outcome. Let's see, Final Outcome, way down the bottom. And that is the Ace of Cups. Aces always indicate new beginnings. Ace of Cups is opening to receive the information that will be downloaded. It has been partially downloaded. I am now writing my mini book, out of which there will be another larger book. And they tell me, you know, a book is a book, and I'd rather just put it out on the radio and not worry whether it is permanent, because it's in the ethers when I put it on the radio. This is my vehicle. New beginnings. It's scary. I don't think anyone that I've talked to, and I'm sure that those people listening, you've not been here before. Never. You can say, well, in a past lifetime, I probably did this. Well, yeah, you might have. Not in the way that you're doing it now or that will be called forth. Yeah. All right. So new beginnings. And this is an emotional, the feelings. Your feelings are being accelerated. I mean, when you experience loss of something, a loss of a dream, loss of a child, loss of a whatever, it takes you to a different place of feeling. It's very difficult to explain. And I'm sure that if you've had any kind of loss, that you understand a little bit until you've experienced it yourself, you're really, okay, that's, you understand what I'm saying. The final card, which I've added, this is either a summary of the reading, or it is, if it is a challenge card or a bardo card, then it is the immediate release of whatever that is. If it isn't a bardo card or a challenge card in this position, then it is a summary. It just so happens that it is a challenge card. It's a five. And if you're a five, an Hierophant, then this is definitely your card. It is a card of emotional disappointment, of releasing whatever the disappointment was about the loss. Because these cups are made out of glass, and they're empty, and they're very fragile. Because there is nothing left. Sometimes spirit has to strip you naked to take everything away if you're not listening. I'm listening, God. All right, I'm listening. So you're in this place of fragility. So fragile that you must stay in the moment to receive the messages. Bless spirit for putting you in that place. You're uprooted. Your identity has gone. And it's a good place to be too. To be uprooted, to be available for what spirit wants. Nice. Good cards and a few challenge cards. But, you know, the major arcana showed up in perfect places. All right. Now, we have some time left in the program. If you would choose to call in. And I know some people can't listen during this time, and they do come to the archives. So I'm going to see if there's anyone out there who would desire to call in. And I've had many people say, well, you know, I listened and I don't like to call in, but I'd like to see if you would really feel like this is something you'd like to do. To just jump on the phone, and there's an 800 number there. If you'd like to call and use that, or you can use Skype to BBS Radio. I would dearly love to hear what you thought of the reading and what you think is your perspective. And how does that apply to you? If you are listening on the archives, if you could email me. And I was shocked. The other day we had a party for our anniversary. And this one gentleman said, and his partner said, we listen quite often in the archives. We go to the archives to see what's going on, what's in the astrology, and what is the message. If you are listening in the archives, I would so appreciate you emailing me. Here's the email, judith@judithconradradio.com. Again, that's judith@judithconradradio.com. And I will reply, even though it's not on the radio, to be sent out in the ethers to many, many people. Yeah, it was interesting. I think it was last month, someone called in and I did an extensive reading. And right at the very end, the lady called back and said, "Well, I'm going for a job interview." It was like throwing the whole reading out the window because it was about her business, where she's really, really good at what she does. Excuse me, a little water here. And she was taking away her bliss to go on an interview where she has no skills. I mean, she may have some skills there, but this is what she does is so unique. It's all about, now, how are you going to market that? Love to help her do that. That would be so great. So you see, when you call and you want information, it comes from deep within and it is spirit led. Well, I know you're out there. I just know that. And here we are on BBS Radio. My email is judith@judithconradradio.com. If you are interested in having a tarot reading, I do this on over the Skype, or I can do it via telephone. Most of you don't live in Eugene. And if there's anyone out there who is in the place that you would like to consider the spirituality as a career, I'm not sure that everyone wants to read the tarot. I do it for myself, and I also incorporate it into, you know, some of the business coaching that I do, because I am a coach for all reasons. Yes, a coach for all reasons. Many, many things that I can help you with marketing, with, I don't do the techie stuff, you know, building websites. I can evaluate them. I help you get on the radio to have your own radio program. And I consider BBS Radio to be one of the best places to be. We've got some great folks that are running the station, and they're doing everything possible to keep, you know, a station running, and it's not always easy. I was on, before I came back to BBS Radio, I was with Cumulus. I mean, that's one of the largest media conglomerates in the United States, if not further. And the programs, I mean, we only had one telephone coming into 1320 AM. Of course, they had, you know, six other stations, so that was their highest priority. And I was selling the radio time to help people get on the radio to promote their business. That's a great way of promoting business. Absolutely is. If you should decide that you would like to do a radio program. Let's say you want to do a program about photography. There are people all over the United States and in the world, because this is global. It is going on the internet. And people can tune into your program. You can write blogs about this. I haven't been writing blogs recently, but I'm going to get back into it. Anything you have as a business, you can do a program around. And that's what I love to help people do. If you do readings, that is another thing that, especially with BBS Radio, there are many people here on the program who do astrological readings. They do intuitive readings, psychic readings. The very first station I was on was 1450 AM in the San Francisco Bay Area. Loved it. And myself and Bonnie Colleen were the first ones who started radio in that area. She was in Monterey, and I was Carmel area in California, and I was in San Francisco. And both of us received this message: you can't do a radio talk show. I guess their philosophy was, if you weren't a Ron Owens or a whatever, does that mean we have a call? Do we have a caller? Could be. Do we have a caller online? No, I don't see. No. Oh, well, no callers. I will continue then. So 1450, it was the first station I was on, and it covered, you know, it was a 1,000-watt station, and it covered the entire Bay Area. And the folks, the B in business, said, well, you can't do a radio talk show because you don't have this and you don't have that. Well, both of us were, you know, smart enough to know that we couldn't pay for the radio time and bring guests on and just give away our services. So both of us started charging, I think it was $50 for an interview. And people would come to their workshops because they were listening. They were hungry for spirituality and the personal development and all of that. It was pretty cool. And I think when I left that station, I think I was charging $500 for an interview, for an hour interview. And people, it was filling their workshops. And we had some of the big names. You know, we had Dr. Wayne Dyer. We had Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden. Some of them, and Deepak Chopra. Some of them, the major movers and shakers at that time. And I think there's another revolution coming around with radio. I think there are more people who will be tuning in to our radio stations. Internet radio is, for me, the way to go. I don't have to travel anyplace. I can sit here with my microphone, my headset, and my mixer board. And I can have another microphone here. I can have another headphone. And I could actually get a bigger setup. But I'm feeling this is all I need, because usually I only have one guest at a time. You are part of this whole transformation. You've experienced the mind change. You've experienced the heart change, and now you're bringing the head and the heart together. So Venus being the planet of love, the planet of the heart, we are in that place of changing heart. So be kind to people. All right, so let's see what else can we share, because I'm looking at the people who are going to be coming in and listening to this. I am reading a book here called Your Immortal Reality by Gary R. Renard. I think I read it before, but this time, excuse me, I'm reading it with different ears and different eyes. And it is all about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Yeah, sure. I'm forgiving that jerk. I don't think so. Yes, you are. Because without the forgiveness, then you're perpetually stuck in that rut. And we're creating a reality of hate, creating a reality of blame. I'm right, and she is wrong. And you're defeating yourself if you cannot forgive. And the one person that most of us can't forgive is ourselves. Blaming yourself because I made this choice instead of that choice. It is what it is. It was what it was. And forgive yourself because it's over. It's in the past. I think it was something on Facebook that said, don't answer calls from the past or voicemails from the past. Leave them there. You don't need them. Only calls from the present. Because you all are in this mode of forgiveness right now. You're in the mode of breaking habits. To break habits, it's very important that you turn to guidance, to spirit, for reassurance that you are that you're perfect. See, your body is really not a reality. This book is about the Course in Miracles. So you are the infinite, you are the immortal, you are the useful, you are the vigorous, you are the vital. And you're breathing in your perfection. And you know what I mentioned about the Dalai Lama saying no temples? Well, your body is the temple of the living God. You are, you know, I guess you're God. You're perfect and you're immortal. Your body doesn't come with you all the time. Some in the Ascended Masters, yes, they did. They brought their body, physical body, with them. And I'm wondering whether that's a reality. Yeah. I'd love to have you schedule an appointment with me for a reading. And a reading is where you bring your questions or not. The lady who came in today for the session brought no questions, and I had a blank piece of paper. And nothing ever got written on the paper. What happened during the reading is I confirmed everything that she had just realized, which was so validating, because we tend to doubt. And because I was able to validate, she knew that it just confirmed that she was moving from the area. She was complete. And completing with a couple of people that she'd been in relationship with. And in forgiveness, also you're healing the physical body. Many times stuff gets stuck in the physical body, emotional body. And because you can't forgive yourself for something in the past, and that, remember that victim card? The victim card quite often will cause dis-ease to come into the body. There are a couple people I know where the husband cheated. That was all she wrote for the woman. Just couldn't pull herself back up out of that quagmire of self-loathing because she no longer felt loved. And of course, the solution would have been to love yourself, to change the consciousness around that, which will then produce the outer effect of healing. And also, I do some healing. You do the healing, I do the facilitating, and sometimes it comes from past lifetimes. And to forgive yourself the past lifetimes where you perhaps were in deadly battle against each other, and this time you've come back again and you're in deadly battle and you're in a relationship. Hello. How about completing that? So your health is in spirit, not in the body. Your supply is in spirit, not in the body. Your body is temporary, and you try to have your body do everything when it's all about spirit. Spirit is that part which is whole. It is vital. It is perfect. And yes, if you were born with, I don't know, it's whatever it is, you came perhaps to complete that. And how can you be solid in that? So if you're interested in a reading or in clearing of any health issues, you can contact me at judith@judithconradradio.com. And I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Well, we're almost at the end of this hour. We are at the end of this hour. And for those people listening on the archives, thank you for doing so. And I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.